The next rule, which again reflects a DOL enforcement priority, is the Trump-era joint employment rule. Now, this rule was not issued particularly late in the administration, but it was relatively controversial. And this rule would have essentially narrowed the circumstances where two entities might be found to be the single employer of a particular worker, or excuse me, to each be employers of a single worker. And essentially, the rule set out four factors for determining joint employment status and said that all four had to be present in order for an unrelated entity to be deemed the joint employer of a particular employee. And once again, the way the rule likely would have worked is to have narrowed the circumstances under which a finding of joint employment would be made. Now, this rule has actually been on pause for quite a bit because shortly after its issuance, the rule was largely vacated by the Southern District of New York and basically found that the rule didn't have a basis in the statute and was therefore an overextension of the DOL's authority at the time. Now, that ruling has been, that ruling enjoining enactment of the Trump DOL joint employment rule is currently on appeal to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and it's been fully briefed and argued, I believe, and so I believe we're just waiting a decision on that. But then on sort of a parallel track as well, in March 2021, the Biden DOL issued a proposed rule rescinding the Trump-era joint employment rule that's currently on appeal. And so it's a little bit unclear exactly how this is all going to shake out and whether the appeal somehow will affect the new rule rescinding the old rule, whether the old rule rescinding the new rule rescinding the old rule will somehow be affected by the appeal. Exactly how those two things will interact and how it will all shake out is not entirely clear. But I think the bottom line takeaway is that joint employment has been suggested as an enforcement priority for the new DOL. And so however this sort of old rule, new rule, rescission, appeal issue works itself out, I think that in the next 3 years, we're likely to see more action on this front one way or the other from the Biden DOL. And presumably the outcome would be a more expansive interpretation of joint employment. But again, we shall see and more to come on that topic. The federal minimum wage is back in the news again. As we all know, the federal minimum wage has been $7.25 an hour since July 24th, 2009. And by my estimate, that's about 12 years. And so there haven't been significant changes to the federal minimum wage in a while. And certainly there are plenty of advocates who have suggested that an increase in the minimum wage is necessary. $15 an hour is actually a stated platform and goal of the Biden administration. And we've seen that evident actually earlier this year. Initially, the Biden administration proposed a $15 federal minimum wage as part of the stimulus package that it unveiled back in the early part of this year. And that proposal was ultimately scrapped during congressional negotiations and was not included as part of the final bill that was actually passed and signed into law. So, of course, there was no increase in the federal minimum wage at that time. But certainly this does suggest presidential interest in the topic. And of course, with a Democratic majority now in Congress, it's possible that further action may be seen on this. However, its ultimate future is certainly, I think, a little bit unclear at this point. You've got obviously a narrow majority for the Democrats in the Senate at this point. However, some moderate Senate Democrats have expressed hesitancy to raise the minimum wage to $15. And in general, Republican senators have been opposed. And so we shall see again how this plays out over the next couple of years. But it is a topic that sits frequently in the news at this point. And one thing to note as well, though, is that if you are a federal contractor, and this did not make it into my slide here, but one observation on minimum wage, if you are a federal contractor, the president recently signed an executive order raising the minimum wage for federal contractors to $15 an hour or $10.50 an hour for tipped employees. And again, that's only applicable to federal contractors. And that increase will go into effect on January 30th, 2022. So not a government contractor, don't worry about that. But if you are, something to keep in mind.